This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The fire that burned in Glenwood Canyon and shut down I-70 for 2 weeks earlier this year is 100% contained. Fire officials say the Grizzly Creek Fire hasn't been active in a month, but they were waiting for more snowfall to consider it fully contained. The fire ignited on August 10th and burned more than 32,000 acres. Amtrak says testing in Pueblo is nearly complete for the railroad's newest high-speed train, which will serve the northeastern U.S. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
During testing, the new Acela train has sped along the same track thousands of times at more than 160 miles per hour. Right now, it's filled with water barrels and concrete blocks for testing purposes. Ultimately, it'll have 25% more passenger capacity than the original model. These super-fast electric-powered trains require specially designed tracks and infrastructure, so it could be decades before passengers zoom through Colorado at high speeds. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
The University of Colorado's head football coach is up for a National Coach of the Year award. Carl Durrell is one of nine finalists being considered by the Football Writers Association of America. He took over for CU in February after the team's previous coach left unexpectedly for another job. During a pandemic-shortened season, Durrell led the Buffaloes to a 4-1 record. CU will play in the Alamo Bowl next Tuesday. Boulder and Metro Denver have highs today near 60. This is CPR News.